Yeah, so, cool. Some tips. Any more, or is it just down to us? Ah, fantastic. Is it just down to us to basically try and stay away from these embarrassing situations, really, isn't it, Stasi?
Yeah, just try to be more aware and alert.
I think I'll try my best and take your tips very much.
Stasi, you brought a song in for us this morning.
I have. It is called Fly Me to the Moon, which is a live version by Frank Sinatra, of course.
Brilliant.
Okay, we'll give it a listen. Here, on Leaf.
Now this man here is gonna take me by the hand, and he's gonna lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz in the right tempo. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Live from Leeds University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is the latest news from Leeds Student Radio.
The time has just gone 9:29. Time now to get the latest news headlines from Lucy Reed.
US President Barack Obama has said that Asia's security must not be based on intimidation, where big nations bully small ones. Mr. Obama told students in Brisbane, Australia, where he's attending the G20 summit, that security in the region must depend on mutual alliances. He said there was no question over US commitment to its Asia-Pacific allies. The two-day G20 summit will focus on promoting growth. And a major incident has declared at Colchester Hospital this week after a surprise inspection found patients being treated inappropriately and they're being restrained and sedated without consent and do not resuscitate signs have been displayed. The ward concerned has been closed due to new admissions. An emergency control centre has been put in place to address capacity problems and patients are being urged to go to A&E only if they have a serious or life-threatening condition. Vladimir Putin has admitted for the first time that he's prepared for his country to face a catastrophic slump in oil prices, as David Cameron said Europe would have no choice but to step up sanctions if the Russian president did not abide by the previous agreements to respect Ukraine's independence. And a major milestone in the battle to eliminate polio globally has been reached. The US Centers for Disease Control has said its experts think a second of the three forms of the polio virus has been eliminated after mass vaccination campaigns. And finally, the BBC's Children in Need appeal has raised more than £32.6 million last night, with acts including One Direction, S Club 7 and Susan Boyle taking part. Sir Terry Wogan hosted the event on Friday with Tess Daly, Fern Cotton and Radio 1's Nick Grimshaw. The money will go towards helping disadvantaged children and young people in the UK. That's all for the news. The time now is 9:31.
It's time to wake up with breakfast on Leeds Student Radio.
So we've had some slight technical issues this morning, but we are now back here on your radio. There's our little breakfast theme tune.
To get you in the mood for breakfast.
Yeah, so we are here with you from 9:32 all the way through till 11 a.m. this morning. So do stay with us. We are here now for you until 11 o'clock. So get in touch at This Is LSR on Twitter and through the chat box. We'd love to hear from you this morning. So do, as I said, get in touch.
Horizon at time, you are not around. Slowly drifting.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
Light. The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That sounded lovely and smooth. Well done, me. Laugh it off. Laugh off an embarrassing situation.
There you go. We're learning.
Oh, blushing. Look at you blushing.
Look at me blushing.
Draw attention to it.
Everyone look at me, even though you can't because you're listening, but imagine how blushing I am. On the theme of embarrassing stories that we're talking about this morning,
I can think of another one that you want to share.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I don't know about embarrassing, maybe unfortunate / funny. Tell the chicken story, Tom.
Yeah, unfortunate, but then good for some. I went into Burger King, a lovely little fast food chain, with a voucher that said, buy one Chicken Royale, get one free. So I thought that meant buy one Chicken Royale meal and get a free Chicken Royale, yeah? So I go in, I order a Chicken Royale meal, and I show them this voucher, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll add that through for you. That's £9. I was like, no, it shouldn't be. It should only be £5 because I'm getting the Chicken Royale meal and the free Chicken Royale. And they're like, no, you're getting the meal and two Chicken Royales for free. I'm like, no. I'll tell you how I'm doing it. I'm getting the Chicken Royale meal with one free Chicken Royale.
Well, you handed anyway, the money over, didn't you?
I made out that I was right, and the person behind the till was looking really annoyed at me. The people behind me were obviously looking at me like, who is this kid? Like, he thinks he knows what he's doing. He doesn't. So I ended up paying £9 for three Chicken Royale meals. So I thought...
Did you eat them all?
I ate two of them, and I thought, what would the good in me do? So
someone.
A lovely homeless person on the street received a free Chicken Royale.
Thank good you, Burger King.
That's not embarrassing.
That's ended well.
It's embarrassing for me when I was at the till, adamant I was right.
But also,
I
one
wasn't.
Person walking away with three Chicken Royales.
I mean, that's really embarrassing.
I know,
yeah.
Who needs
that much chicken?
People were looking at me like, blimey, he's
someone's
hungry.
Someone's hungry.
Yeah. Someone's obviously not had their breakfast
this
morning.
Well, they never know where you're off delivering them to, do they?
No. But I take on board all of Starzy's tips this morning. I mean, take what you can.
If you heard them.
Stars, you just keep on giving. You're giving us these chat-up lines. You're giving us these...
Oh, tips.
You're giving us embarrassing...
I am just educating you both.
You really are. You're just here to help.
Your tips are like gold dust.
You really are a public-serving broadcaster. You are just helping all those out there.
A gold star for Stars this morning.
A gold star for Stars. You like that?
Thank you.
Is that pun not intended?
No, not at all. And you just picked up on it and made me feel great.
Good stuff. Still to come on Leeds Student Radio this morning. Saturday Sport will be joining us at 11 o'clock, obviously, looking ahead of all this weekend's fixtures in the sport world. Saturday Cookbook here at 1 o'clock, and still to come on our show, we have some more great tunes coming for you. We're taking a look through some of the most terrifying things from the noughties that we are scarred from as children, and I'm just saying Tamagotchi.
Say no more. And we've got Kyle in the studio with us as well, joining us from 10 o'clock this morning. Another little news bite for you all. And then, like you say, Saturday Sport in the studio from 11 o'clock this morning.
And we're having a quick chat about yesterday's LSTV's Children in Need broadcast, because they raised a great amount towards that £36 million that the show raised last night.
They raised over £1,000, which I think in a day's work is absolutely fantastic effort from all of the LSTV crew who are involved with that. Not easy.
Around her deep brown eyes say I'm sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
And that was Streetlights you were listening to there. A very chilled tune, if I say so myself, for what looks like a little bit of a wet and gloomy Saturday morning today.
It's so foggy outside the LSR window. I can't see past Clothworkers, which is the building just opposite us. So it really is quite misty outside, isn't it, this morning?
It is a misty morning. Spooky. Misty morning in Leeds. And before we completely finish up the embarrassing story chat, it just came to me, a little light bulb, that what's also embarrassing is that Tom and I found ourselves in The Entertainer earlier on this week. And for those of you who don't know what The Entertainer is, it is the children's toy shop in the Trinity Centre.
Yeah, that happened.
Just you wait, Stasi.
That's
think
not
it
embarrassing.
Gets well,
oh.
No, being in The Entertainer wasn't embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
We made a small purchase.
It was a very small purchase.
Stasi, how much do you want, like, a pet fish? Like, is it ever something that you want, but you can't be bothered with the hassle of, like, cleaning
it? I've got a pet fish at home.
I mean, tell me it gets on your nerves when you have to clean it out.
Oh, no, he's really annoying.
You have to feed it.
He'll go at the bottom and in the middle of the night. I can't sleep because he's running around with his stones and stuff.
That is really annoying. And most disruptive to your sleeping patterns, if I may say so myself. What's your goldfish called, Sarah?
Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Oh, nice name.
I like it. Well, me and Tom thought we wanted something a bit like that, but we didn't want the hassle of waking us up in the night. We didn't want the hassle of feeding, cleaning, all the extra bits. We just wanted the joy. So we went into The Entertainer and we proceeded to purchase what is known as a robotic fish.
Oh, I knew this was coming. You've been talking about this for
weeks. A robo-fish. We've been building it up for weeks, haven't we? Robo-fish.
Robo-fishes. And they're called on the packet Aquabots. And they are absolutely fantastic.
They're the
you
best
have
things.
The joy of a fish, you know, it doesn't have to be of the gold variety. Mine is blue.
Mine's green. And it's actually new, Lucy. I've discovered mine's actually a shark.
Oh.
I've got a robo shark.
I'm jealous.
Where do you put them? Like in the bath?
I'm glad you asked.
You
that
play
starting.
With them in the bath?
No.
Oh my god, good idea
I don't
though.
Have a bath, we only have a shower.
It's a student life, Stasi, come on.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought we need some kind of tank, and we thought it might be a bit extreme to spend more on the tank than we did on the robo fish. Tom's covering his eyes because he's so embarrassed in the studio. And we went and bought a glass jar.
Yeah, a glass jar from Wilko's, I think,
Wilco
it ended up getting from.
How big was the jar?
Not that big, literally.
The poor robo fish.
Yeah,
I know, he's a bit
cruel.
Struck for space, but you make do, don't you?
You make do, don't
make
you?
And I tell him that on a regular basis when he looks a bit sad looking up at me, and I thought it could be worse. You could have an essay in front of you. I mean, he's got it easy, if I'm honest. So if you do want a pet, hassle-free, but brings you endless hours of joy, then the robo-fish is for you.
It really
is.
I
do think you win on that embarrassing
story.
So
that's a toy. That's a toy of today. In just a few moments, we're going to be talking about things that scar us from the 90s. And I'm sure there's something that we can all talk about there. The noughties, even. So, yeah, we'll talk about that in just a couple of moments.
Yeah.
smoke, plead the fifth. I know the glory. They ain't on your side because they know the story. Throw to the wolves, but the drive so Mowgli. I can drive through the hood and them boys, they know me. Is he one of the greatest? Time will tell. But time is relative. They assume the melanin and they kill the culture. This might insult you. White man can't jump and I
jump so high.
That is definitely a song I'm going to add to my Spotify. 100%.
Well, you won't be adding any Taylor Swift to your Spotify, will you, this week?
No, she's not letting anyone add anything to that.
Removes her content from Spotify, which is really quite sad.
It's not personal, though, just to add.
Okay, thank you. It makes me feel better.
So, yeah, I'll add that to my Spotify. In the meantime, let's talk about things that scarred us from the noughties.
Where to start?
Have you guys got anything that you want to talk about that just absolutely horrifies you when you think back to your childhood? Any games, scenarios, TV shows, anything?
I actually do. Do you remember those aliens?
Mm. Oh, yes.
In the tub that you had to apparently throw at the wall and they'd have a baby.
And
it came with that story.
You were told to do that?
Yeah.
Stasi, no.
Were you meant to squeeze their head?
No, is that what you were told? I was told you were meant to get a bit of that gel it sits in and rub it on the back. And apparently that's meant to make it have a baby.
No, but it's just so messed up.
I feel like the whole concept is a bit messed up.
But you know what? You think back and you think, when was a jelly thing ever going to produce something?
No, but it's about the story said that they'd come and then they wanted to take over the world and you had to help them and you just felt so responsible.
Weren't you the most jealous person in your class, though? When your friend came in and was like, my aliens had a baby.
Oh my!
And now I'm thinking, you're a liar.
Yeah, all lies.
An actual liar.
Mine never had a baby.
And what was even more disheartening was when you accidentally left the lid off your egg overnight, only to find a dried up mess of goo in the morning. And then you just felt like a bad owner, that you've neglected your child. And you felt bad.
So talking if there's ever an alien invasion, it 100%. Wasn't Lucy.
It wasn't Lucy, it wasn't Stasi, it wasn't me. But talking of responsibility, the Tamagotchi, I feel as a kid, we were given way too much parental responsibility. All these Tamagotchis to look after aliens.
Yeah.
Come on, we're only six. How are we supposed to look after all these things?
I loved my Tamagotchi.
I loved mine.
I mean, feeding it was a big ask, but I did like it.
Big ask. And you had to really look after them. And you know what I love? The connectivity. And I remember one time, we had these long cloakrooms in our primary school. And I walked in as my friend Luke and my other friend Whitney, so a guy and a girl, and they went, oh, let's have babies. And I was like, sorry. And they were like, no, because Tamagotchis could have babies, couldn't they be connected? And that's what they were on about. But, you know, when you're 7 years old and you're like, what? Why are you having babies at this age? It was just a Tamagotchi. And, you know, I was looking them up yesterday. I think I have it in my budget to buy a new one.
As if they retail £20.
Oh, can we get a Saturday breakfast Tamagotchis?
Let's get a Saturday breakfast Tamagotchi.
Shall we?
No, one each, and then they can have babies and meet Saturday breakfast babies.
Oh,
I feel as though now I'm 19, you know, 11, 12 years on, I can take on this parental responsibility.
It's time to extend the responsibilities beyond that of a robo-fish.
Yeah, I think it's time to stop being more parental, and now's the perfect opportunity.
Do you remember they had like a Tamagotchi chat up, like website dating?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you couldn't find anyone for your Tamagotchi, then it would like look through the book to see, you know, their perfect match.
Yeah,
that's just taking things a bit far, but I mean,
yeah. So that's happening. We're gonna get here on LSR. We're gonna get a Saturday breakfast Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
When I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise.
Went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those rotten boys.
Stood there with my neighbor called Peter and a flush capacitor. He told me he'd been inside the scene like the one in the film I've seen. Yeah, yeah. He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived a new order. As your great, great, great granddaughter, it's pretty fine, it's pretty fine.
to the future in the flux thing, and I saw everything.
Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one.
Triple breasted women swim around town, totally naked.
We drove around in time machine, they wanted to feel the scene. Yeah, yeah. He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed,
not much has changed.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
You gave me nothing, this can save me, S.O.S.
from Leeds University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is the latest news from Leeds Student Radio.
The time has just gone 1 minute past ten. Time to take a look at what the headlines are saying this morning with Lucy Reed.
US President Barack Obama has said that Asia's security must not be based on intimidation, where big nations bully small ones. Mr. Obama told students in Brisbane, Australia, where he's attending the G20 summit, that security in the region must depend on mutual alliances. He said there was no question over US commitment to its Asia-Pacific allies. A major incident has been declared at Colchester Hospital after a surprise inspection this week. Patients were being inappropriately restrained and sedated without consent. Do not resuscitate notices were also being disregarded. The ward concerned has been closed due to new admissions, and an emergency control centre has been put up in place to address capacity problems. Patients are being urged to go to A&E only if they have serious or life-threatening conditions. Vladimir Putin has admitted for the first time that he is prepared for his country to face a catastrophic slump in oil prices, as David Cameron said Europe would have no choice but to step up sanctions if the Russian president did not abide by previous agreements to respect Ukraine's independence. A major milestone in the battle to eliminate polio globally has been reached, the US Centers for Disease Control has said. Its experts think of the three forms of the polio virus has been eliminated after mass vaccination campaigns. And finally, BBC's Children in Need appeal has raised over £32.6 million last night, with acts including One Direction, S Club 7 and Susan Boyle taking part. The money will go towards helping disadvantaged children and young people in the United Kingdom. And as for the weather, a rather cloudy and dull day in Leeds this morning, with mist or fog lingering in some places. It should remain largely dry for most of the day, although patchy rain may start to move in coastal areas by the evening. Light winds with highs of 8 and lows of 7. That's all for the news. The time now, 2 minutes past 10.
Song for the broken hearted.
sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Moving, another wicked tune from the 90s, which we're playing here. You're joined in the studio by your Saturday breakfast team, Tom and Lucy, as per usual, and Kyle now in the studio,
Kyle.
And Stardy with us
morning.
Here
morning,
too.
Kyle.
How good was that tune, guys?
Is
it bringing
back
memories?
Just harking back to the 90s, yeah. Good morning, Tom. Sorry, I
know this
you
show is shouting out 90s, isn't it? I don't know why. I'm feeling in a 90s mood. Noughties, not 90s.
Well,
you keep saying 90s, noughties.
Everyone, noughties, 90s, easily confused. But since we're on that topic, I feel like no one's mentioned what was the most exciting thing when you went to Blockbuster to rent a new video.
And video,
I mean,
yeah.
You got to the weekend and it was time to hit Blockbuster, take back your previously watched video. Of course, after you've rewinded it back to the beginning, not to infuriate the next person who was to hire out said video.
You forget, don't you, what you had to endure as
and
a child.
If you were lucky, you get some sweets while you're at the till, a bit of popcorn perhaps, a beverage.
A beverage.
I remember, your night was made.
I remember one time I took a video back and I hadn't rewound it and I handed it in and I left. And I had this horrible sinking feeling as I left. I'd forgotten to do something. I remembered I'd forgotten to rewind it. And I remember I remember actually running away from the store. Like, they're going to come for me. I rewound it. The Blockbuster agents are
going
to come
for
me.
See, I always had the awkward fight in the middle of the aisles with my sister over which one we were going to rent. Because my dad was saying, you know, choose one between you. And we'd always want something different. So my sister would be like, no, I want to rent this one. And you'd always awkwardly get stairs.
Oh,
over,
yeah, we'd always get two.
Or
you'll get a deal like £3 for £10.
That's lucky
like that.
Of you, wasn't it?
Oh, honestly, I lived a different life, like Lucy. Lucy, you live a different cuisine life, I live a different movie life.
Oh, evidently so. And we've just been informed that our listenership has reached all the way to the southeast of England today with viewers listening and tuning in Chislehurst this morning.
Wow.
In Pigs Butchers. So a shout out must go to all the boys at the Butchers this morning listening to Leeds Student Radio Saturday Breakfast Team, as they do religiously every week. So thank you to my granddad and the boys for tuning in.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Now we're going to give you a preview for our track of the week. A new album, New Music in X-Style, will be out in February 2015. The band formed after they were displaced from their native Gao to the country's capital, Bamako, following the unrest in 2012.
That was well pronounced, well said.
Yeah, that was insane.
I saw your struggle.
Do you ever think, ooh, wish I'd practiced that? Their new ahead of their new album release, they'll be playing dates across Europe and India, so do keep an eye out for them. And their new single is called Al Hasidi Terrell. You know, I need to work on the pronunciation.
Just play it. Yeah,
I'll play the song. I'll try and work out what it is. Have a listen.
Al Hasidi Terrell. Al Hasidi Terrell. Al Hasidi Terrell. Asibay Safari. Al Hasidi Terrell.
This week's track of the week here, your Saturday breakfast team in the studio, and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Yeah, there's good reason for this music, because
it's very tense.
Kyle's here.
Good
with
morning.
This week's television quiz.
I've arrived, which means it's one thing. It's time for the quiz.
It does mean that.
I feel really scared.
There's a lot at stake.
This music is really scary.
Normally we have quite uplifting music, but I feel like we're getting towards the final few weeks. Christmas
like
is upon us.
Is in sight as well.
Yeah, so. And Kyle's mentioned the free Nando's again to us. So
to the winner, yeah.
This is getting serious.
It's a very serious thing.
So Stasi's joined the race quite late, but at the moment it is.
I'm going to win.
It is Tom leading 2-1 over Lucy in the quiz. Standings.
Thanks for reminding Kyle.
Lucy snatched a win last week.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
With no small amount of help from Chad. So.
No small amount at all.
There's no Chad here. All right, okay. First question.
Okay.
Wait, hang on, Kyle. You know, if you know the answer, are we doing a free for all, a shout out, or are we going to have a ding, a buzzer? I think you should
say your name. I think you need to say your name, and then the first one to say their name gets to answer the question.
Okay. So don't shout the answer straight away.
Yes.
What, shout your name.
Shout your name.
Yeah, and then answer the question.
Lucy.
Exactly.
And then you'll be like, Lucy, you obviously know. Let's just give it up to you.
All right. Here we all go. Right.
Got you.
What did the teams have to design and make in this week's Apprentice? Come on, Lucy.
Board games.
She's got it. Question one goes to Lucy. 1-0.
Rhyme. Okay.
So design and make board games. One was a geographical board game for children, and one was called the Love Guru.
Right, we get it. You know it.
All right, Lucy.
The Relationship Guru. It was.
I'm just wondering
if
there's any points, you know, additional knowledge at all.
No. Next question, right. Kyle.
Okay. Tom and Stasi, better step it up.
Yeah.
Why just get
question.
A point for just being in it this week and a consolation point?
We'll see if I win or not.
Okay, question two. Who does Nick Frost play in this year's Doctor Who Christmas special?
Oh no, I should know this. I'm a Doctor Who watcher.
Come on, Stasi.
Oh, it's Kyle.
I don't know, Stasi.
You're gonna have to get this one.
Come on, Stasi.
I don't know. I haven't seen. Is the advert out yet?
Okay. Well, I'll drop a little clue. Well, if you can't get it, then we'll have to move on. But he plays a popular Christmas icon.
Santa Scrooge. Claus.
You shouted it out. You don't get a point.
Stasi. Santa Claus.
Stasi gets the point.
That was grossly unfair.
Yes.
I don't like this new rule. Why has this been brought into the game
you
so late?
Well,
Tom, don't be a sore loser.
Right.
Just
well,
because it's my first week. You may just join the show.
Well, we'll sort this out. We'll...
Oh, it's getting heated.
It is.
Okay.
I want my free Nando's.
Well, we'll have one more question from you, Kyle. Then we'll let everyone breathe a little.
Yeah,
it's
we'll take a short
in
break.
The studio.
Yeah, I think Stars is going to leave for a few minutes.
So let me just.
All right then, Tom.
Let me get my score up to 2 points.
All right.
Right. Yeah. Come on. Third question.
Here we go. From what musical did the EastEnders cast perform a medley last night on Children in Need?
Ding. I'm completely guessing here. Oh, ding. Lucy.
I'm completely guessing.
Is it Mamma Mia?
It's not.
Oh.
It's not.
Ooh, that was
brutal.
That hurt. That did.
It hit my ears.
Thomas
no, Lucy, you're wrong.
So is it a musical? A musical?
Yeah. Any clue?
I'm going to go with...
Stasi.
Stasi?
Is it Wicked?
No, it's not.
Which means it's down to me.
Go on, Tom.
But you're taking your sweet time.
I'm going to go with...
He hasn't called out his name.
Right. I'm going to go with The Lion King.
Incorrect. You went for the correct buzzer there. That was wrong.
Well, you find out. Hold that thought, Kyle.
I will.
Hold that thought. If you know the answer to Kyle's question, tweet us at This Is Lead Student Radio and the chat box. If you know and you're listening at home, tell us the answer in the chat box. Think about it. You've got a song to do so, and let us know what it is.
All in my arms. Caught you clapping. happen every Sunday at church. You still ratchet cause they play your favorite song and you twerk. Design a purse in your arm about the size of a duffel bag. And them brand new titties cost a couple rags. Filling on a girl ass with a trouble pass. Chain smoking every day at least a couple packs. You know I always hit you deeper than a baritone. Bone you with my jewelry on, that's a hair bone. Hotter than Arizona, fresher than aerosol. These condom rapping ass niggas wasn't never wrong. It's aight, but it ain't rough though. And unless your money talking, keep your mouth closed. We smoking Indo, Alto, and Palo Alto. If this party ain't got hoes, my intro's my outro.
Spend the night forever. The silence in my room is louder than kaboom. Skip the north freeze with the southern breeze. The grass is always greener when there's bumblebees. She said to bring the flower seeds, I bring the pumpkin seeds. Shorty ordered German for her shit, she fucked with seed. We set alarm clocks just to wake and bake. She cook up a salt fish and I fried the bake. Margiela, looking so heavenly. She one step ahead of me. Drove me by Genevieve. Stuff sitting by the lake. Don't have no enemies. Won't have epiphanies. Take you to Tiffany's. Wake you up early when you both need, baby. Call you on the dock. Smoke trees, baby. Living that life. Up in the air. Don't care, you can't stop it, baby.
Can't stop, can't stop.
You know we can't stop.
That brief break, we're back in the game.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Okay, that's right.
Me.
No.
Start doing that.
We've been over this.
Can I get Lucy, a point for that?
Lucy.
No.
Lucy.
For that great answer.
Lucy.
Okay, go on. Yep.
Take notice.
What?
I mean, you put a shout out there. We put a shout out for people to get in touch if they knew what the musical was. Is that correct? Well, I've been contacted.
Have you?
And I'm now very much in the know.
Okay.
So, Lucy.
Okay.
The musical was Greece.
It's correct. She's got...
You don't get the point.
Oh, no, she doesn't. No. The friend at home gets the point.
Can I just say, for the benefit of the listeners, Lucy just grabbed the mouse off me and tried to play the correcting, so I think that's karma for trying to take that point.
Okay.
Thanks to my sister for telling me it was Greece.
Go on, Kyle, what's the next one?
The musical was indeed Greece. They brought back four cast members who had actually left the show.
Oh, How nice.
So it looked, it was just a bunch of passed away characters dancing on stage.
Beautiful.
Bunch of passed away characters.
Oh, yeah, it was. Carl, next question, what we got?
Right, next question. Which popular children's cartoon returned last night for children in
Tom.
Need?
Tom and Jerry.
That was me answering, and you just took my answer. I was going to say Tom and Jerry. So
Karma returns.
But I said Tom and just repeated Tom, so can I get a point?
Ding! No, Starzy, you
can.
Can
I get a half point? Cause
no, I said my name. You shout out the answer.
This is my first week.
Which means you all have a point now. So,
going
into the last question.
I don't like this game.
Kyle, you're stressing me out.
Going into the last question, you're all level. It's gonna basically win. This is a question that you all should know because it was quite big news last night. So,
oh no.
This is basically down to who can say their name the fastest.
Oh goodness.
Right.
I feel like I should say it even though I don't.
Now, please let me finish the question because it'll be fun to see. Right.
Okay.
All right, Kyle.
Nostalgic boy bands and girl groups performed on the show last night. Which main two performed?
Lucy!
Tom!
He didn't finish the question!
He did!
She did. He did even.
Oh, my goodness!
Lucy!
S Club 7 and One Direction?
No.
S Club 7?
S Club 7 is one.
S Club 7 is one, so you can have half a point.
Half? 1 point for S Club 7. Come on.
It was.
Okay, remember to yell out your name. 1 point for Club 7.
Tom, Boyzone.
Correct, they've both got a point. Oh. They've got a point from that last question.
Why are we high-fiving? We're against
Which
each
means
other.
I'm going to have to quickly bolt away and come up with one last deadline, like sudden death question for you guys. Starzy, you are unfortunately out for this week.
I don't want to be out. What if I refuse?
To do what?
To
not go out?
I'll show you the door.
And on that note, Kyle will be back with that deadlock question in just a moment.
University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is the latest news
from Leeds Student Radio.
It's just gone 10:30, time now for the latest news headlines of Lucy Reed.
US President Barack Obama has said that Asia's security must not be based on intimidation, where big nations bully small ones. Mr. Obama told students in Brisbane, Australia, where he's attending the G20 summit, that security in the region must depend on mutual alliances. He said there was no question over US commitment to its Asia-Pacific allies. Russia could face further sanctions unless it stops destabilizing Ukraine, David Cameron has said. Speaking at the G20 summit in Brisbane, Mr. Cameron said there would have to be a real different relationship between Europe and Russia if we continue to see Russian troops inside Ukraine. Colchester Hospital has declared a major incident following an inspection by the Care Quality Commission. The Hospital Trust said the major incident is likely to last a week and asked patients to visit accident and emergency only if they have a serious or life-threatening condition. The concerns were raised following an inspection on Wednesday. The watchdog found staff struggling to cope with unprecedented demand. A major milestone in the battle to eliminate polio globally has been reached, the US Centers for Disease Control has said. Its experts think a second of the three forms of the polio virus has been eliminated after mass vaccination campaigns. The BBC's Children in Need appeal has raised more than £32.6 million last night, with acts including One Direction, S Club 7 and Susan Boyle taking part. The money raised will help disadvantaged children and young people in the UK. And finally, stars including One Direction, Emily Sandé and Ed Sheeran are going into the studio to record a new version of Band Aid's charity single. Ellie Goulding, Sam Smith, Chris Martin and Bono will also sing on the reworked Do They Know It's Christmas. Funds raised by the new recording will go towards the fight against Ebola. And finally, the weather. A rather cloudy and dull day in Leeds this morning, with mist and fog lingering in some places. It should remain largely dry for most of the day, although patchy rain may start to move into coastal areas by this evening. There's light winds and highs of 7 and 8. The time now, 10:33.
Play, 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 play. And my heels on the hey, 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 hey.
From churches there on Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to Saturday Breakfast. In the studio is Lucy and Tom, joined by Stasi and Kyle.
Hello.
Hello. And we've had a think this week about what we can bring that's new, our jazzy new feature for you, Kyle, today. Sorry, Stasi, we had our 90s chat.
We did.
I think Stasi can still give shout outs, though, she gets it.
Yeah, of course she can. And in the words of Peter Dickinson, we've called this feature Great Imitations! That was my...
That was tragic.
X-Factor style.
Like, you know, what was it he did? Rachel Adedeju.
Yeah.
Anyway, we called it Great Imitations. And the concept behind the fantastic title is we are going to imitate someone relatively well-known, someone famous off your TVs, and maybe saying a few things in their voice, their anything like that. And you, Kyle slash Stasi, are going to tell us
slash Stasi.
Stasi's just become a bit on the side in this last
side
hour.
Man.
And you're going to tell us who it is we are imitating.
Well, if it's as wonderful as that great imitation.
I mean, how easy was that? You just thought guy off the X Factor, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I will admit, yeah.
Right, then, Lucy.
Okay,
take it to the floor.
All right, I'll take it to the floor. Ready? It's sink or swim, and you've most probably picked up by now that I don't do life jackets.
Alan Sugar.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Brilliant, well done. I'll put it down to my great imitation. But
it was the point of it. You,
shall I do mine?
One thing you can't put across over.
Can I do one of mine?
Yeah. Go on then, Tom.
Okay. Tom, you're going to do one of yours. Come on. Prepping.
Contestant number two, tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh,
what's your name? Where do you come from?
I don't know.
You must, Stasi. You must know.
Oh, I have to save it, and I'm going to lose. Be
a lot, fun for a lot of people.
Surprise!
I have heard that though.
He literally just gave away the name of the show she presented back in the day.
I don't know. I'm
if
sorry.
You need a hand,
what's your name? Where do you come from?
Contestant number three.
Tell us about yourself.
I don't know, I'm sorry.
She was ginger, proper scouse.
Plenty of
hair. Host of the blind date.
Really big earrings.
Maybe it was just our time, Lucy.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
They're not that much younger.
I know, they're only a year younger. I don't understand.
Well, should we have to let this one slide then? Oh, should we give it to our listeners?
Throw it
give
to it the listeners, yeah.
Listeners, if you know the great imitation that Tom is doing here, and our better
obviously
brains
not that great.
Have better brains than Stasi and Kyle,
whoa.
Then get in touch. If you're listening online, that's via the chat box, or tweet us this morning with your answer.
Yeah, do that.
Make Tom feel better about himself.
Please, it was not a great imitation. We can do what we
go
can.
On, give it one
more
time.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen to. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye, 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 da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye, 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 da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye.
by Eiffel 65 and the Saturday Breakfast Team were in the studio this morning.
It was a tune,
sorry,
wasn't
but
it?
That is my favourite. That is my favourite.
We were
childhood
singing
song.
Along, weren't we?
That is my favourite childhood.
Good job
song.
The mics weren't up during that one.
I know, yeah. It was terrible. Shock.
We asked our listeners if they knew the answer to Tom's imitation. Tom's great imitation. And if you used to watch Blind Date as
what's
a child,
what's your name? Where'd you come from?
You'd know, like my sister does, that is quite clearly Sir Black. And a Sir shout Black. To her and my mum who are listening.
Did she get
at home?
Surprise!
Was she the one who got Grease earlier?
Yeah, she got Grease and she got Sir Black. I mean, she'd be dominating.
Why isn't she in here? She
takes so much Black.
No, not replacing you. I'm just saying she seems to know a lot more than we do.
Carl, stop digging.
Digging
and
the hole.
We've realised that we never actually reached a winner for Kyle's quiz.
Yeah.
So he's got a kind of deadlock style
right.
question now.
So I searched around and around for questions that
around
you might
and
know
around.
And because I wanted you to know the answer. So instead I've just gone with my tried and trusted Doctor Who but old ones that you'll know.
Oh,
so and it's a very simple question. You ready?
I'm not gonna know it.
Here we
go.
Remember? Names are your buzzers.
Okay.
Which actor played the 10th Doctor?
Ding. I'm completely guessing. Oh, Lucy. Why do I say ding?
Go on, what is it
right already? David Tennant?
Correct! Lucy's got the point!
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Which means one thing. The race to the Free Nandos is now tied up at 2-2.
I'm so glad I've managed.
How many weeks have we got left?
Week.
Three?
Tom
three
has let a two-week lead slip through his fingers.
You have.
In
say
the hunt for free chicken.
To your dins. Back to great imitations now. We have two more for you. Tom,
ooh.
Since
oh, okay.
you were on not so much of a roll with Cilla Black, but okay. pull it back. Come on, let's have another.
You're the next big thing. You've got the whole package. You're the next big thing.
What was that accent?
Oh, no.
I
sorry,
love it.
Sounded like Cheryl.
Right. Let me try again. Cheryl? Oh, no.
Oh, I know.
You're the next big boy band.
Louis Cole.
Louis Walsh.
Oh, my God. Yes. No, but I said, I knew. Oh.
None of you said
that. Starzy.
You're the next big thing. Oh,
yeah. That was very well done. Cheryl Cole's. Oh, I'm
you're the next big boy band.
Well done.
You got the whole package.
You've got the good imitations. It's just
you've got the looks. You've got the voice. You're the next big thing. Okay, stop that.
You're turning into him.
Doesn't he just?
So have I won then? Because Starzy's got no point.
Wow. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah.
I just want my breakfast.
Go on, Lucy. Go on, give us one last one.
Your last great imitation. Take three couples who love to entertain. Ask them to throw a dinner party. First, a woman who won't stop talking with a Moroccan-styled menu.
Oh, I know it's from Come Dine With Me, but I don't know what he's called.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
the Come Dine With Me guy.
Yes.
Oh, can I get that?
Starzy got that.
Yay!
You can have that point, because I don't know his name either.
You can have that one for
Come
free.
Dine With Me guy is always what he's known.
She only lost by one point.
Oh, Lucy, I had no idea we were going with that one. I had to read your script.
Yeah.
Still to come on Leeds Student Radio, Saturday Sport will be here in 9 minutes. We'll be chatting to Dan as to what's coming up on that programme.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go and knock on us so hard. It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between, with only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now.
Back Together, Jack Johnson on Leeds Better Student together. Radio. Sorry, Back Together.
You're really good at getting these names right, aren't you, Lisa?
What with the common people?
I love that song so much, I don't even know the name.
Back Together. It's quite clearly in the chorus, it says Better Together. Anyway, we're joined by Dan in the studio from Saturday Sports.
Hey, Dan.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, not bad. What have we got coming up on the programme then in the next couple of hours?
Plenty. We've got talk about the England game that's going on tonight. Yep.
Sport.
I wish I knew about sport.
Maybe I should teach you one day.
Maybe we should tune in.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just listen to it.
Maybe we should tune in at lsrfm.co.uk/listen.
And get involved on the chat box for you, Dan.
Is it Rooney's 100th cap tonight?
It is Rooney's 100th cap.
Definitely. That one.
Now, Dan, I'm glad you're here because I'm still laughing at yesterday's E17 video.
Yeah.
So, Mike, tell us a bit about what you did for Children in Need.
Well, basically, we got into groups, and my group decided it'd be a good idea to parody a cheesy pop song. We chose E17 originally, and then when we saw the video, we saw we would be able to do this shot for shot, literally.
Honestly,
You nailed that video.
And if our listeners haven't seen it, is it on YouTube? Can they find it?
I think so.
The whole live show is.
Yeah, the Children Need broadcasters on
honestly,
there.
It's one
so,
to watch.
So good.
It's
it was
fantastic.
So good. It was played twice.
There
twice.
You go.
Twice.
If that doesn't say it's
air.
Good, I don't know what does.
No, it really was great. And LSTV, how much did we raise yesterday, Lucy?
We raised over £1,000, which came from all our online donations, all our
bucket really
shaking. So thanks to the generous students around Leeds University Union yesterday for all their fundraising efforts. We really, really contributed to that £30 million total that the BBC managed to raise last night for such a great cause.
We did have One Direction booked, but they decided to go to the BBC instead. It was just an unfortunate
instead film. We had Dan's E17 parody.
I think
we got the better end of the deal.
It was just hysterical.
They were great.
You had the black and white, you had the fades, you had Pudsey.
We had the Parkers.
At certain points you didn't really know what to do with your arms. You were kind of
I don't know what I was doing then. I think I was just like channeling my in a Morrissey, just waving the arms about constantly.
Well, it worked. The video was absolutely amazing. Was hilarious. So well,
it was great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good music.
And after Saturday Sport, of course, at 1 o'clock, we've got the cookbook with Chad in on Leeds Student Radio, so stay tuned for that as well. It's all go. All go.
So Saturday Sport is up next at 11 o'clock with Dan and the rest of the Saturday Sport team. We have been Saturday Breakfast Team. We'll be back with you next Saturday from the same time of 9 a.m. In the meantime, have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.